In the Sicha in Chelik Yud Lech Lecha Beis, the Rebbe talks about the mitzvah of Bris Milah, and he explains that the inyan of Milah is a special mitzvah, that the inyan is to bring the kesher of the Eibusher to the Guf HaGashmi of a Yid. And more than any other mitzvah, this mitzvah has a practical, physical effect on the Gashmistik Guf. And he says in the end of his Dalid that this is the whole inyan of Milah, that when a child is only 8 days old, and he doesn't have yet any das or havana vasoga understanding, his ruchnis tikkeches are not in any way nizgala, that he should be able to create a kesher between him and the Eibishter. Nevertheless, the Torah placed upon him, the lashon of the sicha, hitila ha-Torah alav l'hiyeis nimul begilze. So even though he doesn't understand anything, and so on, but nevertheless, being that the mitzvah is a connection of the guf ha-gashmi, so therefore even an 8-day-old child, the mitzvah is incumbent upon him to do it. In Hara 23, the Rebbe brings, he says, Rebbe bir lo sefer mitzvah l'rasag l'hari perlo mitzvah lamed aleph lamed beis. That he look over there in the bir of the ri perlo, that he writes iker cheves hamitzvah alei de koton gufa hu deramya. That the main cheva of the mitzvah of milah is on the child alone, on the baby alone. And see there that he proves this from the Erzerua. The Rebbe continues, even if you'll say, not like that, Mari Perlo, that the mitzvah is primarily on the father. Nevertheless, the fact is that the mitzvah is being done with this baby. What's going on in this Ha'orah? So Bekitzer is like this. There is a shaila, there's a number of mitzvahs that a father has to do for his child. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, Daf Chavtes, and one of them is Mila, that a father is required to do a bris for his child. Al derech so there's Pinyin HaBen, Al derech so Talmud Torah, a father has to teach the child Torah, a few other mitzvahs. And there's a general chakir brought in Sforim. When you have a mitzvah, for example, like Mila, who is the mitzvah really on? Because one approach is that Hashem gave a mitzvah to a father to be mal his child. So it's the father's mitzvah. The other approach is, no, the mitzvah is the mitzvah of the child. The child has a mitzvah to be mal himself. But being that he's a child, so he doesn't yet have the ability to do it. So therefore, the Eibishter calls man, as long as the child is a child, the chiyuv is on the father to do the mitzvah for the child. So that's really what's going on in this Ha'or. Is the Rebbe in the Pnim is telling us that the Eibishter was Machayiv Mila on a baby. So therefore he brings what Marie Perlo says, that the Iker Cheves and Mitzvah is on the baby, on the child. Not like those who say that the Mitzvah is really on the father. No, the Mitzvah is really on the son. And the father is just doing it for him. And then the Rebbe says, but even if you don't learn that way, even if you learn the other way, that the mitzvah is on the father, but still, that doesn't change the techen of the sicha. The mitzvah is on the father to do this with a little baby. So the mitzvah still is being done with the guf of the baby, even if the chiyuv is ramya on the father. That's the pirush haposhut of this Ha'or. What's going on over there in that Mari Perlo? And the Rebbe says that he's machriachit from the Erzerua. So very bekitzur. He really is talking about something else. He's talking about the chiyuv of an odin to be mal his evet, which is an additional chiyuv, just like a father is chayiv to be mal his child, an odin is chayiv to be mal an evet. So Mari Perlo is mayrich to explain, or to prove that, let's say the odin is not mal his evet, so it's not a chiyuv on bezdin or on other people to mal the evet. And the reason is because he says that the chiyuv and the odin to mal an eved is the odin's chiyuv. He says it's not pshat that the eved has a chiyuv to have a bris milah, and therefore the odin is the one who does it for him. If that would be the case, that the chiyuv is really on the eved, but the odin is the one who just has to do it for him because he's in charge. So then, if the odin is not there, then others should do it. The bezdin should do it. Another yid should do it, because the chiyuv is essentially that the eved should have a bris milah. Says the Mari Perlo, but that's not the case. And he brings rayas from Rishonim that by the Eved, there's no mitzvah on the Eved to have a bris. The mitzvah is that the Odin should be mal his Eved. If so, it's a personal mitzvah of the Odin. So just like in any case, if a person doesn't do his mitzvah, it's not a chiyuv on others to do it for him. If a person doesn't put on tefillin, the bezin doesn't put on tefillin for him. So here too, because the mitzvah is on the odin to be mal his eved, so therefore, if he doesn't do it, no one else is chayiv to do it. Says the Mari Perlov, unlike the bris of a baby, that there it's not pshat that the chiyuv is on the father to mal his child. Rather, there is pashut that the chiyuv is on the child. And therefore, if the father doesn't do it, then the bezdin should do it. Someone else should do it, because the chiyuv is on the child. And that's the contrast that he is building, the erzeruah. Again, not the erzeruah, the Mari Perlov. He's saying the bayan odin, the eved daked has no mitzvah, and the whole chiyuv is on the odin to do it for the eved. And therefore, if the odin can't do it, no one else carries the mitzvah. Mashenkin by a koton, the chiyuv is on the baby to have a bris, and the father is the one who can do it for him. If the father is not there, someone else should do it for him. So to prove that he brings the erzeruah, that the erzeruah brings a shaila that he was asked, and that is if a child, Rahman al-Islan, dies before his 8 days, before he becomes 8 days old, is there an Indian to do a bris? And the Erzeruah said, the minig is that people do it, but there's no mitzvah. Why? Because mitzvahs are for live people, not for dead people. So being that the child passed away already, so he doesn't have the mitzvah of a bris, says, that's what the Erzeruah says. Zok Mari Perlo is a right that the mitzvah is on the baby. Being that the mitzvah is on the baby, therefore if he's not alive, so there's no mitzvah. So there's no point in a father doing it. Mashenkin, if the mitzvah will be on the father to be mal his child, so even if the child is not alive, the chiyuv is on the father, that chiyuv can still be. Is a raya to what he says, to this sheet of the Mari Perlo, that the mitzvah of bris is on the baby, and the father is just doing it for him, again, unlike the chiyuv of an odin to be mal his eved. That is what the Mari Perlo says, that and how he proves it from the Erzeruah, and that's what the Rebbe is referencing in this Ha'ara, that this is a mocker for this Shita, that the mitzvah of bris is on the child itself, on the child himself, the father is just doing it for him, which is, again, connected to the Teichen of the Pnim of the Sicha. But again, the Rebbe then said, Afilum Tim Salem or not, in other words, there's another Tzad as well, that the Chiyuv is Tak on his father, nevertheless, it fits with the Sicha anyway, as we said. That is the pshat in this Ha'or. No, but once we're talking, this will be Meir Biktzor, that this Shaila about the chiv of bris, is it on the child himself and the father is just the one who is doing it for him? Or is it the father's chiv? Is something that comes up weiter in a number of places in the Rebbe's Torah. And it's interesting, it's not clear, in other words, that there's one sheet in it and what's taka the maskonas hadvorim. And I'll mention a little bit Bikitzur. There is later in Likutei Sichos and Chelek Yud Aleph Parshas Boy Beis, the second Sicha on Parshas Boy, where there the Rebbe clears the same Shaila Legabe Pidyin Haben. It's just like there's the Shaila Legabe the Mitzvah of Mila, which we just discussed. Al Derech Zeh, it's Legabe Pidyin Haben, exactly the same question. Who is the Mitzvah on? Is it that the child has to be Nifda, so the father does it for him? Or is it a Mitzvah on the father? So the Rebbe clears the Shaila, says the Tu'i Fanim. And then he says over there, in Ha'or 19, that the truth is that you could say this chiyur in other mitzvahs as well. And then he says that even if you'll say legabi mila, that it's takim mitzvahs haben, it's not the father doing it for the son, it's the mitzvahs haben, and he references takim this Mari Perlo on the Rasag, who says it's mitzvahs haben, nevertheless, we can still say that by pidyin haben, it might be the mitzvah of the father. In other words, again, even if by Mila we'll accept the way that Mari Perlo learns based on the Ezeruah that has Mitzvahs HaBen, nevertheless, by Pidyin HaBen, it could still be that Tzak on the father. Why is that? Because by Mila, there's no clear Tzivui in the Torah that a father has to do it, that a father has to do it for a son. I mean, the Limud is brought is that Avram did it. Vayomal Avram is Yitzchok Benoi. That's what the Gemara says in Kiddushin, or the Yerushalmi says something else we'll see soon. But there's no clear chiyuv that the father should do it. Mashenkin by pidyin haben, that is mefurish in the Torah. The pasuk, v'chol becher adam bivonecho tifde, that you should do it for your son. So here, we could take a clear both ifanim. That's what the Rebbe says there in Ha'orah 19. So again, that Ha'orah seems to be following the approach of the pashtus of this Ha'orah in our Sikha as well, which is the approach of Mari Perlov. And that is that the real mitzvah b'amila is taka on the son, on the child. And the father is doing it for him. And there we have a little tesefes beer in it, because there's not no pasuk in the Torah saying that a father is chayiv to be mal his child. Again, it says Avram Avinu did it, but it doesn't say that there's a chiyuv dafkan the father to be mal his child. And therefore, we could say that by mila the mitzvah is not on the ben, even if by pidyon ben, the mitzvah is really ram yal ha'av. That's what he says lechatchila in the sikha. No, then weiter in the sikha, the Rebbe says, what's the conclusion of the opinion of Ben? The Rebbe says it's a machlekes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, based on psukim that they bring and how they bring it. And the Rebbe says that loit the Yerushalmi, the mitzvah by Pidyon HaBen, is like the mitzvah on the son, that the son has to be nifde and the father is doing it for him. And loit the Bavli, by Pidyon HaBen, the mitzvah is on the father to do it for his son, by Pidyon HaBen. That's the hachra of that sicha. Again, it's an arichus and that sicha. Siyim ha-mesech t'psochim. And the Rebbe says, l'poyel that it's machlek is Bavli and Yerushalmi, l'gai pidyon ha-ben. Let Yerushalmi, the mitzvah is on the ben, and let the Bavli, the mitzvah is on the av. Says the Rebbe there in Ha'orah 26, v'yesh leimar, shal derech zeu b'negei l'milo. Once we've come to a conclusion in that sicha, that it's machlek is Bavli and Yerushalmi, l'gai the mitzvah of pidyon ha-ben, is it on the son, and the father is just doing it for him, or is it the father's mitzvah? That the Yerushalmi holds, it's the Yerushalmi holds that it's the son's mitzvah, and the Bavli holds it's the father's mitzvah. Says the Rebbe, perhaps we could say the same thing as the Gabe Mila as well. Why? Because it's interesting that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi bring two different psukim to tell us the chiyuv that a father has to be mal his son. The Yerushalmi brings the pasuk from Parshat Tazria, Ubiyem Hashmini Yimil Psar Orlose, that on the eighth day you have to be mal his orla. So the mocker like the Yerushalmi is, well, if it's on the eighth day, who's going to do it? The child can't do anything on the eighth day. It must be the father's mizmuchuyiv. But the pasuk that's brought doesn't talk about the father. It says the child has to be gemalt on the eighth day, and the mela being that technically he can't do it, the father has to do it. Mashenk in the Bavli in Kiddushin brings which posuk as the mocker that a father has to be mal his son? The posuk Vayom al Avram is Yitzchak b'nei. So Einoch and Nami doesn't say mefurish, and the Rebbe said in the earlier Ha'ora in the Bavli that a father is chayiv to be mal his son. It doesn't say that in the posuk. It just says a fact of a story that Avram was mal his son. Theoretically, it could be because technically that was just the way it worked. Nevertheless, the Rebbe seems to be saying here, being that the Bavli and Yerushalmi bring two different psukim for the mocker of a father being mal a son, the Yerushalmi brings a pasuk where the father's bechal not mentioned. On the eighth day he should be gemalt. Versus the Bavli who brings the pasuk, Vayimel Avram es Yitzchak b'nei, says the Rebbe that we can say that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are arguing by Bris Mila the same way they're arguing by Pidyon HaBen. That it suffices like a Lashita Sayu in Bavli and Yerushalmi, Legabi these mitzvahs, that the Yerushalmi in both cases hold that the mitzvah is the mitzvah of the child and the father is just doing it for him. Mashenkin, the Bavli holds in both places that it's a mitzvah of the father to do it for his son. Sayin Pidyon HaBen, Sayin Bris Mila. Oh, Vaistis comes out of here, is Neschadish a big thing? In this second Ha'ora, or Ha'orah number 26, in the Sikha, in Chelek Yud Aleph, that the Rebbe is learning that this Shaila Gufa is a Machlek, is Bavli in Yerushalmi. What is the gather of the mitzvah of Mila? Is it on the son himself, or is it the father's mitzvah? Then the Rebbe continues in that Ha'orah and says, Apizeh yesh leimah shemizeh nafke mino kishe yagdil haben, em yesh ne'adayin hachiyuv alav. But this Shaila, of is it the father's mitzvah or is it the son's mitzvah that the father is just doing for him, affects a different shaila. What happens after the son's bar mitzvah? Because now the son can do it himself. So if the whole mitzvah was only the son's mitzvah and the father was just doing it because no one else can do it, once the son is bar mitzvah, so then it's over. Then the father is not necessary. It was never his mitzvah. He was just stepping in for his son who couldn't do it. But now his son is a big boy. He's a bar mitzvah. He can do it himself. Mashenkin, if it's a mitzvah of the father to be mal the ben, so then that remains a mitzvah for always. Now that the son is by mitzvah, the son also has to take care of himself. But it remains the father's mitzvah as well. L'chura, that's an afkamina. The Rebbe references a minchas chinuch, a mitzvah base. The Taka talks about that. So then the Rebbe quotes the Pirush HaMishnayis LaRambam in Sef Perek Yutes of Masechta Shabbos, who writes, and here's the quote, "Dikeshe yagdil hayeled viyagia lizman chiyuv hamitzvah niftar kol odom mimilosei chul." The Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis writes that once the ben is ready bar mitzvah, everyone else is potter from this from dealing with this mitzvah of milah. Nu kumteis l'chayra, the Rebbe doesn't tie trees. That from that Pirush HaMishnayis la Rambam comes out that the Rambam holds the mitzvah staka on the ben. And therefore, once the ben is a bar mitzvah, there's no reason for the father to be involved. The father was only there to work on behalf of his son. Now the ben is a bar mitzvah. That's that ha'or. Which bem is that ha'or misadatzmi is interesting. Because the first part of the ha'or, the Rebbe said, it's machlek is bavli and Yerushalmi. That late the Yerushalmi, it's mitzvah sa'ben. Late the bavli, it's mitzvah sa'av. And the Rebbe concludes that an afkamina is after legabe after the son's bar mitzvah. And then the Rebbe brings the Pirush HaMishnayis lo Rambam that says after the son's bar mitzvah, this everyone else is potter. Which means that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah stack on the son. Kum teis that the Rambam is paskening like the Yerushalmi. That's what it comes out from the Sa'ora L'chur, which is interesting. That's not L'chur the general Eifan, but Pashtas, the Rambam would go like the Bavli. That would need a Hasbara. But here the Rebbe doesn't seem to be concerned about it. He's just telling us facts. So the facts that come out of this Ha'ora L'chura is that Samachleg is Bavli and Yerushalmi, and the Bavli hold mitzvahs Habmilas on the Ben, and the Yerushalmi holds this mitzvah Halav. And based on the Nafkemina, Vay states that the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis is going like the Bavli, that the mitzvah is Halav. The Maise is, it gets more complicated. Because earlier, on Ha'ora 19, which I read earlier, there's a Shulei Hagilion under the Ha'or. And there, the Rebbe says something interesting. That L'chera, there's a Rivosh who talks about Shittas HaRambam. And late the Rivosh, Pshat in Rambam, comes Farkert. Because the Rivosh explains that the Rambam writes that by the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, you make Al Pidyon HaBen. Not Lifdeis, but Al. It's famous sugya in Psochim about when you say Al, when you say Li. And the Rosh says, I'm sorry, the Rivosh says, that the reason the Rambam says you make Al Pidyon HaBen is because it's not really the father's mitzvah. If it's the father's mitzvah, so you say Lifdois, I have a chiyuv Lifdois to be paid. But being that the father is only working on behalf of his son, so it's not the father's mitzvah. Elamai, there's a mitzvah being done. When there's a mitzvah being done, but it's not incumbent upon me, then you say Al. Azizak the Rivosh. Says the Rebbe. But Eibazeh, if you take that logic one step further, when it comes to bris milah, the father taka makes lamul, not al hamilah. He makes lamul. The Rambam paskens. Nu ebaze, following the Rivosh's logic, that means that the Rambam holds that bris milah is tak al ha'av. That's the difference between al and le. When you say al, it means it's on the ben, the father is just doing it. When you say le or lamul, it's al ha'av. Kumteis leitin Rivosh, alkaponim leitin Rivosh is pshat in the Rambam's nusach habrachas, that by mitzvahs milah, the mitzvah is taka on the av, says the Rebbe. Aval al pizet tzorech yun divri haRambam mepirush haMishnayis v'chulu reila kamon seif haora 26. In other words, that now we have a stira in das haRambam. On the one hand, we learned in the haora 26 from the Pirush haMishnayis that the Rambam says that after a child becomes bar mitzvah, nobody else is chayiv, and the logic of that is because the chiyuv was the child's chiyuv. And therefore, once he's bar mitzvah and could do it on his own, nobody else is chayav. On the other hand, we have the Rivosh, who's medayik, that the Rambam's nusach habrach is lomul. Lomul means that it's mitzvah sa'av. Says the Rebbe L'chur, we have a stira in das haRambam. And the Rebbe doesn't answer. Adkan. So Mela, what comes out from that sicha, in the maskona of that sicha in Chelek Yud Aleph, Boy Gimel? L'chera, the two maskonas. One maskona is that it's a machleg is bavli in Yerushalmi. Just like that pigin aben, al derech zeben mila. And according to the Yerushalmi, the mitzvah is on the baby, on the child, which follows the shita of the Mari Perlo and the Eir Zarua that we mentioned in the beginning. And then we have shita Sabavli, then no, that by Milo, the mitzvah is tak on the Av, just like by Pidyon HaBen, al derech zeben mila. And then in shita HaRambam, we have takke two tzdodim, or astira. On the one hand, we have the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis, from which the Rebbe says, it comes out l'chu'ura, that the mitzvah is tak on the Ben. And that's why after the bar mitzvah, nobody else is in the schayiv at all. Mashenkin, late the Rivosh, who's saying pshat in the Rambam, nusach habracha, it comes out the farkert, by milo the mitzvah is al ha'av. So the shayla is, does the Rambam go like the Bavli or like the Yerushalmi? And that's sicha l'chura, there's no hasbara in that either. answer is, there's another sicha. And that sicha is in Chelek Lamed, this week's parsha, Lech Lecha Gimel. Arich is the sicha, which now I don't want to be marich at all, but the Nekudas HaDvorim, and it could be that in that sicha, there's taka, a yishuv in this whole inyan. I want to say it very bekitzur. There, the Rebbe tells us on the fact that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he says that there's a mitzvah to be mal the son, brings the pasuk that it says to Avram, Himei lochem kol zocher. But in Minyan HaMitzvahs, in Sefer HaYad, he says that the mitzvah is to be mal the son, as it says, Beyim hashmini yimel psarer losse. The Rebbe tells us on the reason for that difference. Why is it that in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he brings the pasuk of Avram Avinu, Himei lochem kol zocher, and in Minyan HaMitzvahs, he brings the pasuk of Beyim hashmini yimel psarer losse. Says the Rebbe, L'chura, it's Machlegis Bavel in Yerushalmi. Later in her, where is it? Yeah, you're right in the beginning of the Sikha. Because the Bavel in Yerushalmi, as we already mentioned, bring taka two different psukim for Bris Mila. The Bavli brings the pasuk from Avram Avinu, that Avram was Mal Sitzchak B'nei, and the Yerushalmi brings the pasuk of V'yem HaShminim L'Bsar L'Losei. So the Rambam, who in Sefer Hayad brings the pasuk from Tazriya, B'yem HaShmini Yimel B'sar HaLosei, seems to be going with the Yerushalmi, not the Bavli. Says the Rebbe, Aval HaGufa Taim HaBoy, why Taki did the Rambam go like the Yerushalmi? In the Ha'ara, number 13, the Rebbe says, Urei Bir Plukt as Bavli V'Yerushalmi, look at the Sichas Chelek Yud Alev, that Sicha of Boy. Im Chiyuvi De'av Oy De'ben. In other words, let's remember, the Bavli and Yerushalmi are arguing with the Chiv of Av the Ben. And the Rambam here seems to be going like the Yerushalmi, bringing the Pasuk of the Yerushalmi. Says the Rebbe, Urei Sham, Amud 45, Shkulei Agilian, Beis La'ara 19. He's Mitzayim to the Rivosh, who said that the Rambam's Shita is taking that the Chiv is like, is on the father. That's Lamul. Which would mean that the Rambam's Shita would follow the Shita of the Bavli, who brought the Pasuk of Avram Avinu, that the Chiv is Benoi, not like the Yerushalmi. And nevertheless, in the Psukim, the Rambam is bringing the Pasuk of the Yerushalmi. In other words, I want to be clear over here. There's a Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Bavli holds, I'm chazering. The Bavli, in basically Sichin Chelik Yud Aleph, the Bavli holds that the mitzvah is on the child. And that's why he brings the pasuk from Tazriya, B'yim HaShmini Yimel B'sar HaLosei. That's the Yerushalmi, I hope I said. The Bavli holds the Chiv is on the father, and that's why he brings the pasuk of Avram Avinu. In the Rambam, in the Sichin Chelik Yud Aleph, there's both ways. There's the Rambam from the Pirush HaMishnayos, and there's the Rambam based on the Rivash. You can go, it's unclear. In other words, there's no conclusion in Chelek Yud Aleph Shitas HaRambam. In Chelek Lamed, the Rebbe says that the Rambam in Sefer Hayad brings the pasuk of the Yerushalmi, which means l'chura that the Rambam would be on the Yerushalmi side, which gradually fits very well l'chura with the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, that the mitzvah is taka on the ben, and that's why after his bar mitzvah nobody else is chayiv, and that's why he brings taka the pasuk of the Yerushalmi. That would fit very nice. Why the Rambam in Sefer Hayad brings the pasuk of the Yerushalmi, if the Rambam taka holds like the Yerushalmi, that the mitzvah is ala ben, so he brings taka the pasuk of the Yerushalmi. Nevertheless, the Rebbe is asking in Chelek Lamed, why is the Rambam going with the Yerushalmi, not the Bavli? And to support that question, he's saying, and look at the Rivash, who the Rivash learned in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds taka the chiyev is al ha'av. From the Lashon Lomel, Ebazeh is not shverer l'chura. I'm adding words over here. Why the Rambam brings the pasuk of the Yerushalmi? L'chura, the Rambam should bring the pasuk of the Bavli. In other words, really this is playing itself out. This Shaila and Shitas HaRambam is playing itself out later in Chelek Lamed, l'gabe the psukim that the Rambam brings. And the Rambam in Sefer Hayad brings the pasuk that the Yerushalmi brings. But why? Why doesn't it bring the pasuk of the Yerushalmi? Bifrat let the Rivosh, let the Rambam, there's a mitzvah lav. So the Ma'aseh is that sicha is an arichus. The nekudas habir of that sicha l'cha'ura, b'ktzara mamish, is that there's two inyonim in mitzvah smila. There's the chiyuv mitzvah smila. There's a chiyuv Why do we have a chiyuv of mitzvahs mila? Not from Avraham Avinu. Chiyuvim come from Matan Torah. The chiyuv comes from Matan Torah. But what's the muhus mitzvah? The muhus of the mitzvah is the bris that Avraham Avinu made with the Eibishim of Avraham Avinu. That's a krisas bris. And that's not the commandment of the mitzvah. A commandment, mitzvahs, we only do because of Matan Torah. Famously, as the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayis, and the Rebbe talks about it in the Sicha, chiyuvim are from Matan Torah. But what are we nischayiv in? We're nischayiv in a mitzvah of bris mila, which is the bris eishel Avraham Avinu. That's the teichen klali of this sikh, of that sikh, when you have to look inside and see it inside. The Rebbe goes on then to explain that the inyan that a father, that is a mitzvah, and the father to be molded child, that's not mitzvah, the chiyuv of the mitzvah. Because the chiyuv of the mitzvah is from Matan Torah, that's b'yimash mini yimu b'sar alase. It has nothing to do with the father. That's every child. The child has a mitzvah to have a bris mila. The concept that a father has a special mitzvah in being mal the child, that is connected to the muhus of the mitzvah, which lachnisa bebrisa shel Avraham Avinu, which we have from the leda, from birth, and the father is the one who gives birth to the child, obviously with the mother, and therefore he has the mitzvah, he has the special chiv of lachnisa bebrisa shel Avraham Avinu. And then the sikh of the Rebbe says there, that's why the bracha of lachnisa bebrisa shel Avraham Avinu is nafka for a father, not if somebody else does it. And there takya, in the end of the sikh in the Ha'aris, let me see if I can find it quickly. In Ha'or Etake 62, the Rebbe brings that it's muchach that a father has a special mitzvah to be malas child, and he practices mitzayin to yene Ha'or yene rivosh that is a you know vlumble. The father has a chiyuv to be malas child, and that's why the Rebbe says in the Sikha that the Rambam in Sefer Hayad brings the pasuk of the Yerushalmi, of B'yem HaShmini Yimel B'sar HaLosei, which doesn't talk about the father, because the Sefer Yad is telling us the Chiyuv. A Sefer HaLoch tells us the Chiyuv. It's not there to explain to us the Mahus of the Mitzvah. The Chiyuv is on the baby. The meaning that a father has a Mitzvah, that's Mitzvah, the Mahus, what's going on. Mahus HaMitzvah of Lachnisi Bebrisa Shal Avraham Avinu, but Mitzvah the Chiyuv, it's like a Chiyuv on the Ben. Ken Zayin, as though leaked a hachro and a hasbora in Takashita Sarambam, this lechera the stira that the Rebbe sort of said at Tzorach Iyun in the Sikh of Chelik Yudalat, the two sides of the Rambam Shita. On the one hand, we have the raya from Pirush Mishnayis Lo Rambam, that the Rambam holds that when a child becomes a godel, so everyone else's potter, is a raya that the child is the one who carries the chiyuv. It could be that's because mitzad the chiyuv, who is nischayiv, that has to do with the din of Matan Torah. That doesn't have to do with the muhus of mitzvah smila. That's the mitzvah of Matan Torah. And that has nothing to do with the father. And that's why the Rambam says once a child becomes a bar mitzvah, the one who carries the chiyuv is only the child. Because mitzvah, the chiyuv of the mitzvah, there the Rambam brings in Sefer Hayad, the pasuk from the Yerushalmi, that the mitzvah is tak on the ben. There's no av in the guf hachiyuv from Matan Torah, from Parshas Hazriya, b'yim hashmini yim of Sarah Lossi. On the other hand, we have that Rivosh, who says that from the fact that you say Lomol Vaisis is a special mitzvah la'av, Ken Zayin, late the Hachro of the Sichin Chelik Lamid, that has to do not with the Etzem Chiyuv of Mitzvah Smila, but with the Muhus of Mitzvah Smila. Being that in the Muhus of Mitzvah Smila, there is this concept of Lachnisi Bibrisi Shlav Ram Avinu, and that's something that the father has a special Shaykhis to, because he's the one who brought the boy into the world. So therefore, when the father is doing the mitzvah, he's mekayim an extra chelek, an extra inyan in this mitzvah, more than slam anyone else. And that's why he has this inyan of lomul, because he has a chelek in the mitzvah alone. Ken zayin, that the two Rambams, the two inyonim, and Shitas Rambam is not a stira, etaka follows the two inyonim and bris mila of chelek lamet. Even legabi bavli in Yerushalmi, is etaka machlekes at the end? Or are they talking about the two inyonim? I don't have any clarity based on from the sicha, but l'chura there's a makom to start thinking. Once we know that there's these two inyonim in mila, there is the actual chiyuv, and that has nothing to do with our father, and that's the chiyuv from Matan Torah. And then we have the muhus hamitzvah lachnisa bebrisa shel Avraham Avinu, that's already something that the father is able to do. Kemen shen trachten befrat leteklal, that we try to make less machlekes of Bavli Yerushalmi, that the fact that the Bavli Yerushalmi bring these two psukim, that the Yerushalmi's posuk indicates the chiyuv is on the son, and the Bavli brings the posuk that shows the chiyuv is on the father, perhaps there isn't even a real machlekes there, but they're talking about the two aspects, al derech shitas Rambam. Nu, v'dayin sorachim, v'ten l'chocham v'yech kam eid.